Thank you, Mark, so much for the introduction, and a good morning to everyone. I'd like to start with a quote of something that was said in March last year, pretty much at the beginning, or fairly near the beginning of the pandemic as it was spreading across the nation. Here's the quote. "I do think that looking at it all, we can turn the tide within the next 12 weeks. That was Boris Johnson predicting that the COVID situation would be better by around June last year. Well, I'm not being critical. I don't think I could have done a better job as Prime Minister over the last year. And in fact, I think I've made all sorts of the same mistakes here in our street in Huntingdon. We were talking about having a street party last summer at the end of the pandemic. Well, the summer came and went and the pandemic hasn't gone. Now, it has been great to get some progress from the government in the last few days with some steps and some dates towards the easing of the restrictions, and that's all great news. But the point I'm trying to make is that there are just so many things we don't know. We've got some proposed dates, which is great, but we don't know for sure if things will happen as hoped on those days. I certainly hope they will. But we don't know when normality will return. We don't know when the UK will be COVID-free. I'm really glad that kids will be back in school and weddings can go ahead soon and socialising will soon return. But actually, we don't know what today will hold and we don't know what tomorrow will bring. I'm not being gloomy, I'm just trying to be realistic. There was a fascinating analysis programme, I'm afraid, Mark, it wasn't on HCRFM, but on a different radio station last Sunday night, Radio 4, saying that as decisions on the economy, on COVID and on all sorts of other areas in life are made, we might need to be a little bit more humble and learn the lesson that we don't know everything. And we can't make perfect plans. In fact, the Bible also tells us to be careful in the expectations that we set about our plans. In the book of James, it says, "Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money, why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that." There's a lovely hymn that we sometimes sing at Christchurch Huntingdon, which goes like this. Four times it says, "I cannot tell," but four times it says, "But this I know, but this I know. He heals the brokenhearted and stays our sin and calms our lurking fear and lifts the burden from the heavy laden. For yet the Saviour, Saviour of the world is here. I cannot tell, but this I know." Apart from death and taxes, there's a lot of uncertainty, and I guess we'll be seeing more of it in the coming days. But you can be certain of this. There is a God in heaven. He knows the worst of what we've done, yet he still loves us. He offers you forgiveness and a fresh start if you'll turn away from your old life and turn to him. He loves you. He cares for you. Whatever you've done, he calls you home. Now that is good news, and that is certain news. Thank you so much for listening.